Some of you stepped into your next level, you don't even know it. You got a fresh anointing upon your head this morning. Look at the person next to you and say, these are the ones. Come on, look at three people. Find them today. These are the ones. Once you found three people, then take your seat. Make sure you told three people, these are the ones. I tell you what, there is no church like this church in Jesus' name. If you're in this place, you needed healing in your body, check yourself now. When the doctor's report comes back, you already gave God praise ahead of time in Jesus' name. All cancer dies now. Any problem in the blood dies now. Every infirmity, everything sent from the devil, we send it back now in Jesus' name. We send it back first class mail, one day only, straight back to the devil in Jesus' name. Shout amen three times. Now look at the person next to you and tell them, if you're new here, this is what we do here. It's too late for you to leave. Everyone thinks you're crazy already. Amen. Come on. We serve a good God. Can you shout amen one more time? Turn to Acts chapter 17. A very warm welcome to everybody. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. The living church of Jesus Christ. He is alive and He lives forevermore. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I said I'm not ashamed of this gospel. He didn't die for a camouflage Christian. He didn't die for a quiet clique on the sideline. He didn't die for a private club that meets on a Sunday. No, He died for a body that would arise and shine in power and in anointing and in glory and move from faith to faith and victory to victory. I believe I'm speaking to those people this morning in Jesus' name. Say, that's me. These are the ones. Acts 17 and verse 1. Let's start there this morning. We'll see how far we can get. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you that my voice will stick with me in Jesus. That's when you know you are praising hard. Amen. Almost put a hole through this thing. If I fell through here, just keep praising God in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, ma'am. Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Are you there? Let's begin reading. The Bible says, Paul and Silas then traveled through the towns of Amphipolis and Apollonia and came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As was Paul's custom, he went to the synagogue service for three Sabbaths in a row, and he used the scriptures to reason with the people. He explained the prophecies and proved that the Messiah must suffer and rise from the dead. He said, this Jesus I'm telling you about is the Messiah. Some of the Jews who listened were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, along with many God-fearing Greek men and quite a few prominent women. But some of the Jews were jealous, so they gathered some troublemakers from the marketplace to form a mob and start a riot. They attacked the home of Jason, searching for Paul and Silas so that they could drag them out of the crowd. Verse 6, not finding them there, they dragged out Jason and some of the other believers instead and took them before the city council. Paul and Silas have caused trouble all over the world, they shouted. And now they are here disturbing our city. The Amplified reads it this way, but when they failed to find them, they dragged Jason and some brothers before the city authorities, shouting, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Another translation says, these ones who have turned the world upside down have come here too. This is how explosive the revival of the book of Acts was. That it was identified as if the world was being turned upside down. This is how explosive it was. You see, a revival is not a quiet thing that happens in the back street somewhere and nobody knows about it. A revival causes a stirring. That word in the Greek, turned, means to stir and to unsettle. Let me tell you, I can feel it in my spirit that there is a shaking coming to our city in Jesus' name. And it's going to unsettle every plan of the devil. It's going to stir up hearts in the name of Jesus. And every weapon that the devil's tried to form, it will end in frustration. It will end in failure. It will end in Jesus' name. And my prayer for us as a church and our online family that's with us online today is that the same statement will be said about us. Because the latter shall be greater than the former. The latter shall be greater than the former. And my prayer for every single one of you is that you will be those ones. That you will be of the ones. That people will look upon you and say, these are the ones. This family, these are the ones. This church, these are the ones. That when they drive past this church, they say, those are the ones. That when they see you at your office area, they say, you are the one. This is my prayer for us. That will be used in such a mighty way in this final hour of time. You see, I believe this with all my heart, and you can see it already in the times that we are living in. It's put an end to camouflage Christianity. The Bible says in Malachi that you'll be able to tell the difference. You'll be actually able to see the difference between those who serve God and those who do not. In this hour, there is no in between. In this hour, it's either you and the Lord, with the Lord, or you without Him. And this hour that we are living in, we are called to arise in power. We are called to arise in boldness. We are called to shine the light of Christ. You carry marvelous light that cannot be stopped. You carry marvelous light that cannot be overcome. And so there is a call upon you in this hour. And I speak to each of you as an individual as well, to myself. That there is a call upon your life to arise in this hour, to stand up and to shine for Christ. And let me tell you something, people will hate you for it. But let me tell you something else. Dead men don't care. Dead men don't care. Do you know who else doesn't care? Drunk men don't care what you say about them. And my prayer this morning is that you'll be intoxicated by the Word of God. That you'll become under the influence of the Word of God, so that when people say dumb things about you at work and try and persecute you, you're just saying, oh, glory to God. Look at this testimony. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is my prayer for us as a church, that Christ will begin to live through us. Christ in me, the hope of glory. But He need not just stay in you. He needs to work through you. And this is why we must yield ourselves unto Him. And you see, what I want to bring across with the time that I have remaining, for those who are online, come to church in the name of Jesus. If you are outside of East London, fly down here and come in Jesus' name for our special four-hour church service. Amen. Praise the Lord. What I want you to recognize in this hour is that there is a cost to this call. And what I'm going to preach to you and what I'm sharing with you this morning is not a popular message, and many will shy away from it. But I would rather not encourage you to hell. I'd rather offend you into heaven. I'd rather preach the Word of God, and some will stumble over it. But some will receive it and be empowered to overcome. There is a cost to following Jesus Christ in this hour. To becoming these are the ones. I love Acts 17 verse 6 because it speaks of revival. It speaks of what God is about to do even here and now as we occupy the dome this month. You should have shouted then. Just so you know, people think that you're crazy for being in this church. People think you're crazy because we have a building like that on the other side. But there is a cost to being the ones. There is a personal price that only you can pay. if you will pay it, if you will see and count this cost and pay it with your life, everything will change for you. And you'll be used as a point of revival in this hour. You'll be a carrier of His glory, a carrier of His power, a carrier of His anointing. But it is a cost that only you can pay. Jesus said, don't begin until you count the cost. Turn to Luke 14. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25. We love you, Lord. What an honor it is to bear His name. Luke 14, 25. A large crowd was following Jesus, and He turned around and He said to them, if you want to be My disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters, and even your own life. These are scriptures that we like to read very fast over. And then what does He say? Even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be My disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow Me, you cannot be My disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. There is a cost and there is a price to become the ones. To become the ones that are used in this final hour of time to cause a shaking. To be used in this final hour of time to bring a light. To be used in this final hour of time as a sign of deliverance for the world. There's a price. And every single one of us must pay it. There is a cost, and it's called consecration. And it's a cost and a price that must be paid perpetually. Every single day of our lives, we present ourselves unto the Lord as a living sacrifice. You have to come to the place where you die daily. To be consecrated to the Lord means to be set apart for God only. You see, sin sets you apart from God, but consecration sets you apart for God. And this is the cost that only you can pay. This is a price that every single one of us have to decide for ourselves, whether we will count the cost, whether we will pay the price. Jesus said, in comparison, it must be as if we hate our mother, our child, our brother, and our sister. He wasn't telling you to hate them. He was using a Hebrew hyperbole to show you the level of commitment that He requires to follow Him. You need to love Him more than anything in your life right now. More than your husband, more than your wife, more than your children, more than the money in your bank account, more than your own life. He needs to be everything. He is our preeminent. He is top above all. Nobody is even on His level. See, He's not moved by lip service. He's moved by a laid down life. Because this level of consecration, this thing called consecration, this cost that we have to pay in order to be the ones, I'm all for being the ones, but it would be unfair, it would actually be wrong as your pastor to preach, you are the ones, these are the ones that have to, if I don't show you the price that has to be paid. And this consecration, it is you laying down your name. This is not popular in 2022. It's you laying down your name at His feet. You laying down your will at His feet. You laying down your name at his feet so that you can pick up his name, so that you can pick up his will, so that you can pick up his way. And this is a decision that we have to make daily, every day of our life, every day that I wake up on this earth. Jesus, I'm yours. My life is not my own. You need to die daily. See, the price for all of God is all of you. You want to carry his power? You want to walk in demonstration of power, signs and wonders and miracles? The price is all of you. Every area of your life, that is the price. And it's a price that must be paid perpetually every single day. You're laying down your agenda. You're laying down your name, your business. God, everything that I have, it is yours. I am yours. I put myself at your... This message is not popular in 2022. But this is what Christ preached. Because it's the price to become the ones. Paul paid this price daily. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. That's why I said dead men are dangerous, because dead men don't draw back. Dead men aren't fearful of anybody. They're not worried about what everybody else is saying, because I'm dead to what anybody else's opinion is. And I want to remind us, because I need to remind myself in this hour, that I'm not here to build a following. I'm not here to be liked by everybody. That doesn't mean you must be a terrible person to be around. No, if it comes to the truth of God's word, I'm not here to make an excuse for it. I'm not here to make it more palatable so that you can have it. I'm here to preach the word of God, not just in church, but wherever I go. Because some of us look saved, but our social media look unsaved. Some of us look sanctified, but our social media look like something else. We are anointed to do something in this hour. Jesus said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me too. We're not anointed to be annoying. We're not anointed to tell everybody that we're anointed. We're anointed to do something. The anointing is not just to be a keyboard warrior on social medias. It's living by God's power. You want to host the anointing? Die to yourself. Because God only anoints what is His. Every day that you wake up, I give myself to you, God. We must become conscious of this prayer. I give myself to you. Everything that I am, I present to you. Use me for your glory.